Here is a look at First News. It's fair, it's accurate, you get the damn truth. Investigators are now focusing on communication between air traffic control and the two aircraft at Tokyo Sanita Airport after a plane and Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway, killed five people. The accident happened Tuesday evening when the Japan Airlines flight landed at one of the four runways after a Coast Guard aircraft had also entered, preparing to take off. Fortunately, all 379 passengers and crew of the larger Airbus were able to get out of the emergency chutes and survived before the plane exploded and burned. Transportation Ministry released a transcript that showed no clear takeoff approval for that Coast Guard plane. And in Japan, rescue workers, K-9 units searching through rubble ahead of heavy rain that's expected after an earthquake killed 65. Dozens are still believed to be trapped under those collapsed buildings. Still getting some aftershocks rattling the area at about 4.9 magnitude yesterday. Heavy fighting raging in central and southern Gaza again, as one of Hamas's leaders was killed in Beirut yesterday. Israel's vowed to make amends for the ruthless, bloody terrorist attack on October the 7th. Killed over 1,200 people, 240 taken hostage, many of them still being held, some Americans. Festive travel plans for hundreds of people have been wrecked after the Eurostar canceled train services from London. A tunnel under the River Thames became flooded. Travelers trying to get across the English Channel were stranded in London. Looks like the storm should be ending soon, but it'll take some time for that travel disruption to be fixed. Mexico and Venezuela said they have now restarted their repatriation flights of Venezuelans migrants to Mexico. The announcement, the latest move by the countries to try to stop the flood of people sneaking into the United States. It comes after migrant caravans, thousands and thousands from across that region, largely Venezuela, have been trekking through southern Mexico. This month alone, 10,000 migrants a day were arriving in our U.S.-Mexico border, many of them asylum seekers. Many of them, though, the ruthless of the ruthless from that area being pushed into our country, brought in by drug cartels and others. 300,000 were caught at the border in the month of December, not to mention how many got through. Harvard's president has resigned, plagiarism, among other things, not denouncing genocide against the Jewish people of the world also got her in trouble. She still will be able to retain a teaching position, which is even more dangerous than running the university. Allegations of plagiarism, of course, with billions of dollars of donors pulling their money out of these poison Ivy League colleges. Now are the reasons why you're seeing action taken. What about COVID? You don't hear about COVID much anymore. They made it such a campaign issue and then more than twice the people in America died from COVID under the Biden administration than the Trump administration. But it was just kind of put in the back drawer for a while. Many states stockpiled masks and other protective gear during that pandemic, now have an abundance of leftovers, throwing them out, trying to sell them at bargain prices. They don't know what to do with all of that. Michigan, for instance, had to dispose of more than 9.4 million masks and respirators, 500,000 gowns, 23,000 pairs of gloves. Nobody knew what to do with all of this stuff. Ohio has disposed of 7.2 million gowns and pairs of gloves. South Carolina, surgical masks, all burned, thrown away. Washington disposed of 14.2 million gowns, 7.5 million surgical masks, 140,000 of those plastic face shields, all being disposed. No one needs them anymore. They have so much, they have no place to put it. And you and I paid for all of it. By the way, you wonder, the U.S. Treasury has announced that our national debt now, as of yesterday, has surpassed $34 trillion. That's right. We just keep adding to it. We won't cut spending. It grows and grows every day. It's going to take some type of extraordinary measure in order to avoid default, according to Congress. We've got a new agreement that will last until January of next year. That's what they're working on now. Congress gearing up for another fight as the government is getting ready again to run out of money. By the way, almost every U.S. state has cut taxes in some way the past 3 years. That trend could be slowing as many states now head into their 2024 legislative sessions. We will not. We only get together every 2 years in Montana. Neither Alaska or Nevada has enacted permanent cuts yet. They are putting in rebates for income taxes, gas taxes, property taxes in those states, as the states are doing a much better job than the federal government when it comes to revenue, except for a few. Holes are being built in places like California, Illinois, New York. The liberal-run cities of America are broke. California decided yesterday to cover all the medical costs from the people that can sneak into California and get there with their Medi-Cal program already. $68 billion in the hole. Wall Street started 2024 with a slump, giving back some of its gains from a year before. The Dow yesterday was able to get a 25-point boost, but S&P was down. NASDAQ yesterday was also down. Apple stock down yesterday. The sales of new Apple phones not doing as well as they thought they should. Chinese companies yesterday, their stocks rose. China's gaming industry saw a little boost in revenue last year, but things are a little edgy right now when it comes to the stock market. Somebody who won't have to worry about it was that lottery player in Michigan. Won $842 million in that Powerball jackpot. It hadn't been won for some 34 weeks. 10th largest. The payout, if you opt out for the cash option, which is what this three-tooth person will do, is $425 million. Because we all know the people who win.
The people win are like
they
that.
Were in a White Castle getting a suitcase of burgers when they decided to buy the ticket. Uh-huh. And so they'll get $425 million in cash. And a romance that united sports and music fans, and a celestial wonder that drew millions of eyes skyward, are some of the things that are listed as the most joyful moments of 2023. The romance between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce was awe-inspiring. The Ring of Fire eclipse and a woman's goal to erase medical debt for others, the uplifting stories of the year. This is according, of course, to AP. Mm-hmm. From Oregon's coast to Corpus Christi, millions of people in October were wearing special glasses to look at the Ring of Fire eclipse of the sun. They said that was one of the most joyous occasions of the year. Let's see what else here. All this other stuff is just BS. But I don't know. If, you know, the only, you know, Travis Kelce was joyous, probably, about it.
He had a better year than most of us.
Yeah, but I mean, it was no big deal for the rest of us.
Does your girlfriend have a private jet?
No, she doesn't.
In sports, a couple of things from the NFL. Running back Dalvin Cook, who had been with the Vikings but signed with the Jets this year, and slowly but surely saw less and less playing time, including suiting up last week and not getting in on one play, has given up all future financial agreements because he wants to go play for a contender somewhere. Mm. And the owner of the Panthers threw a drink at somebody in his box on last week's game. He was fined $300,000 for that because, you know, when you own an NFL team and you're a billionaire, and I think he's the second richest NFL owner.
And you threw a drink at somebody and
right.
$300,000 fine?
Buddy, I had your money. I'd pay somebody to beat that guy.
Jeebly. Partly sunny skies today. Temperatures are going to be right around average for this time of year. 37 degrees for the high today. As we get into Thursday, partly sunny skies, probably mostly cloudy by afternoon. Tomorrow, 42. Friday, a mix of clouds, 40. A few flurries, maybe late in the evening. Saturday, now they've taken away the chance of snow. Saturday, we're back to partly sunny and 39. Then next week, we're going to get cooler. By the end of next week, we're going to be in single digits. So not much snow, but just some cold air starting to move into the area the middle of January. Downtown now, 17 degrees, 637, and that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Happy New Year from all of us here at the Cat.